And I thought we had a real good team win. I thought our players really hung in there. And we got contributions from a lot of guys, certainly in all three phases of the game. And, you know, we had a couple guys banged up in the game, and other people stepped in for them and played well. We just, you know, we got contributions from everybody. And that's really what you need against a team like the Cowboys. They do a lot of things well. And, you know, it was a tough game. We're just happy to come out on top.
You did a few extra plays, move-backs protect, and throw deep. One receiver sets, two receiver sets.
Yeah, well, this is part of our offense. You know, we play action, we run it, you know, drop back and throw it. So we do that. That's what we normally do.
So were they doing anything else to surround you to kind of push the ball over the left?
You know, they mix it up. I mean, they gave us a lot of pressure. You know, and they definitely hit us, especially in the first half. You know, they gave us a good coverage mix, and they did. You know what they do. They played some two deep, some single high. They blitz zone. You know, they do what they do, and they're pretty good at it.
Bill, when you fell behind there in the third quarter, the way the team pulled together on that drive, just
yeah. Well, I thought we played a good second half of football, and you know, Dallas has been a great second half team this year, and you know, I thought we were able to, you know, go toe to toe with them in the second half. Sure, that was a big drive, bounce back after they took the lead. No doubt, they had a lot of momentum coming. You know, at the end of the second quarter and then into the third after they stopped us and, you know, got back on the board.
Kent Welker and Stallworth, a lot of those quick picks up the side there. Do you feel like those big matchups them kind of break the tackle and make it get some yards out of that?
Well, most of those plays were just, you know, functional with what the coverage was. You know, Tom does a great job of getting the ball to the open guy, and he reads the coverage, and that's who he throws it to. So, you know, those plays weren't necessarily – other than one or two of them, you know, weren't necessarily designed to go to anybody. They went to the guy that was open based on the coverage that we played, we saw.
Champ, talk about your Beantown offense in the second half. They treated the boys from Big D like a couple of flapper girls who were a little loopy on the old gin and juice.
Next.
Walker, I don't know how much you guys felt welcoming him on and off. You got it. We traded for him, but obviously he had a huge game.
Yeah, well, Wes, yeah, sure. Wes, he's done a great job for us. He's been a good slot receiver. And, you know, again, when the opportunities have come, he's made plays for us, both on offense and in the kicking game.
Bill, can you talk about starting James and Rodney and playing them together in safety as a pair? We haven't seen that much this year. And what was the thinking behind that?
Well, I think all those guys play. And there was quite a few times where we had three safeties on the field with Eugene and Rodney and James. So it's just a little bit of a game plan thing. I think, you know, all three players have played well for us. And I've done a good job, and there were times when we had, you know, two of them out there, and then there were a lot of times when we had all three of them out there. So, you know, we'll just, you know, try to use them to match up, try to use them today to match up on, you know, Dallas's two tight end and even some of their multiple receiver stuff.
Bill, you had a couple guys banged up. Any of them look serious?
We'll check that out and let you know on Wednesday. I don't know. It's kind of early. There's a lot of adrenaline flowing from the game.
Did you plan that running that much?
Well, yeah, we go into the game plan and try to have a balanced offense, running, passing, throwing quick, throwing deep. And then sometimes we, you know, see how it goes, see how we're executing, what they're giving us, and try to adjust it accordingly. So, you know, we try to think we have some flexibility on offense. We try to utilize it based on what we're seeing, what we feel like is the best thing to do.
Can you talk about Maroney and how close that got and sort of the process leading up to
it? Well, I said it was close. It was a game time decision. That's basically what it was.
Did you do anything special to keep Witten out of the game?
Out of the game? He killed us. He killed us in the first half. I didn't keep him out of the game. He ran right down the middle, made a great catch on us down there. You know, he had 50 yards at halftime. Keep him out of the game.
Tom had five touchdown passes today. From your standpoint, anything particularly impressive about the way you went about everything today?
Well, you know, we had a couple passes where, you know, we had guys short and they broke tackles. And, you know, Dante did a great job of running. Wes, you know, ran through looked like a double coverage look. So, you know, part of those are catch and run plays. You know, part of them are obviously, you know, great reads and throws by Tommy down there in the red area. So it's a combination of that. You know, I thought we got some yards from our receivers after the catch, and that's great for the passing game. Yeah, we've used both of them during the year. Yeah.
Anything specifically that made you make that
move? We've used both of them.
Well, I know it doesn't mean anything next week, but the first six games so far, has this offense clicked about as well as anyone you've been around?
Well, I thought, you know, we did a good job today. You know, we scored enough points to win, got the ball in the end zone. You know, gave up seven on a strip sack, but, you know, we'll face another challenge next week, and, you know, sure the Dolphins will be ready for us. They're a good defensive football team. We didn't score on it all last year, so hope we can do better than that.
Who looks with one defensive lineman?
Well, you know, I think that Dallas has a lot of, you know, they have a lot of good receivers. You know, their backs are great receivers and can break a lot of tackles, as we saw today. You know, Romo's a very athletic guy in a pocket. And, you know, we thought maybe it gives a little bit more speed on the field against such an athletic team like the Cowboys. So we used that some. Wasn't exclusive, but we, you know, we mixed it in there some.
Thank you.